You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. He is a liar who denies Jesus is the Christ. The spirit of deception obviously has the heart of many when they willfully and often with disregard to the evidence deny that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world. And you can see that spirit of deception blinding the eyes of the ungodly. And it's the spirit of this world, 2 Corinthians 4, the spirit of the enemy, the devil, that blinds their eyes, lest they would know the truth as it is made manifest in the face of Jesus, that he is God, made flesh, who dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory. And you see, the enemy holds people captive to deception. And what a wonder it is. What a miracle when the power of darkness has been broken and that you now live in the knowledge of the truth and that you from the heart believe that Jesus is the Son of God and with your mouth confess him as your Lord and Savior, thereby proclaiming your salvation, Romans 10:10. It is a miracle. Salvation is the greatest miracle. It's the greatest wonder. And as you can see in the Old Testament, how God had to fight for his people, Israel, to win their trust and bring them into the promised inheritance of the land he had given to Abraham, of which they had become heirs as his seed. So we who have Jesus Christ are being brought into our eternal home in heaven through the life-giving spirit of Christ in us today. And God, he really has to fight hard to guard our hearts against the deceptions that are in this world. He has to fight hard to keep us. Look what it says here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? That spirit that is at work coming against the truth is strong in this world. And the reason I say this is not to frighten you, but to show you what a phenomenal power you're living by in that you are in the truth, that you know Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Remember, when Jesus in Matthew 16, verse 15, said to his disciples, "Who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And Peter spoke up and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, son of Barjona, for no human being has revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And upon this rock," what rock? The Father revealing the Son is the rock. "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, of hell, shall not prevail against it." You see, friends, the forces of hell are constantly trying to keep souls back from the glories of the kingdom of heaven. What is it that can break somebody free? It is the knowledge the Father gives of his Son. And that power, that anointing, that embodiment of the Spirit is all over the world. I remember sitting in a coffee shop and a young lady was coming to refill my coffee cup. And I looked up in her eyes to say thank you. And the moment I looked in her eyes, I saw the Spirit of God in her. And I said, "Wow, you're a Christian, aren't you?" And she said, "You can see that?" I said, "Oh yeah, I see the presence of God in you." When I said that, the Spirit of the Lord came upon her and she began to weep as she felt his presence. And she said, "I thought he had left me." I said, "Remember, Jesus said, I will never leave you." You see, friends, this is the great work of salvation, the great work of grace, that the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk said this. The knowledge of the Lord will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. And what a great joy that we are part of that knowledge, that that knowledge is embodied within us. Just think how rich you are, that from the heart you can confess Jesus Christ is Lord. And with your mouth you can say He is Lord. Oh, what a blessing, what a riches, what a glory that you and I have in the Lord. It says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Paul is saying here, Caiaphas, Annas, Pilate, Herod, the rulers of our age, they did not know Jesus is the Christ. Had they known, they would have never crucified him. Do you see what havoc the world suffers when the lack of the knowledge of the Lord is there? Do you see how society begins to change when the knowledge of God again comes through Jesus Christ? It can change the atmosphere in the whole city when more and more people turn to Christ. When the knowledge of God begins to fill that community and relationships begin to heal and animosity begins to dissipate through the grace of the knowledge of the Lord, of His loving presence, of His merciful grace, of His glorious forgiveness, and all of society begins to heal and restore, there's nothing that can save a nation. There's no government policy that can do it. Yes, the responsibility of government is enormous. And according to 1 Timothy chapter 2, we need to pray for those who are in government and that God help them. We do need to pray. Read it, 1 Timothy chapter 2, to pray for those who are in authority over us in government so that we can get on with a peaceable life, it says. But their judgments, my friends, will not save the nations. And their judgments are important. Very important. But what saves the nation is the knowledge of the Lord. Is that we know Him. We know Him who's true. He is a liar who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Folks, that deception can be so forceful in the heart of people. And I'm so grateful that I believe greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world, and that He can open up the rich treasury of glory. I mean, just think about this for a moment, okay? Jerusalem, some month and a half before, had crucified Jesus. I'm talking about 6 weeks or so, had crucified Jesus. Two months before, had crucified Jesus and brutally abused Him and put Him to death and celebrated His death. Now, some 2 months later, Peter here in the book of Acts rises up in that city, right? And he starts talking here in Acts chapter 2, verse 22. He starts talking and he says, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourself also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands and crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before me, quoting Psalm 16, "For he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore, my heart rejoices and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption, for you have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence." Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body according to the flesh he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor his flesh would see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. And David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit." My goodness, my goodness. Bomb. That city, that was a murderous, hostile city that had murdered all of the prophets that had come before. That city was God's city. It was the city God had chosen to establish his name in and to build his house in, for a witness to all the nations that there is one true living God. He established that one city that Satan fought for and attacked continuously with his evil ways. And that city murdered the only true living Christ. And that city became the first place where God showed his glory and power, where God revealed the living Christ. Oh, I tell you, the very place where the devil has done his dirtiest work, where he's caused his most harm, where he's caused his most pain, where he has harassed you with certain illnesses, harassed you with broken homes, harassed you with broken marriages, harassed your children, that's the place where God has come right now to show his glory and his power in your life. Where you have suffered illness, you will enjoy wholeness and health in Jesus' name. Where you've suffered divorce and brokenness of home, God is going to build you a house full of love and joy. Where your children have been ravaged and attacked, he will restore them. He will renew them. And I believe this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. We will be glad. Oh, be encouraged, my dear friends. Your answers are here. Your breakthroughs are here. We know that Jesus Christ is the Christ, and we give him all the glory. And in his name, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Amen. Have a good day.